The third Kina from the Tully Rishal.
Kina Chas. I just want to make a disclaimer. If something I say in the introduction sounds like Musar, I'm really, really talking to myself first and foremost, because I'm humbled by the people in this room. It's strange to me that I'm talking to some of these people, some of the people in this room. And I just, it's off topic, but it's on topic. I wanted to add an asterisk to what the Rav said yesterday about Oyeva Tochachos. Sometimes we're shy and we don't want to say something to someone else in the Kehila, and we don't realize what an opportunity we have for yourself and for the other person. Someone in the Kehila addressed me and set me right, and set me right. And it was done from a point of caring and respect, and it was very important for me. So we should always remember, in terms of Musar and Tochacha, that if it's done from the right perspective, and you know that the person talking to you cares about you, and only is saying it, it's difficult for them to say it, and they're saying it only for your good, then there'll be tremendous tolerance for it. And even though we may be, as the Rav said, in a generation that is not Oyeves HaTochachos, this is not Chanifa. I think that in this room and in this community, we have people that are Oyeves HaTochachos and are looking to raise themselves up. And if you have that opportunity and you care about the other person, I would say, please step up and tell that to the other person the right way. The kina ches is mechaber is Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. And stylistically, the stanzas are atbash, which means it's the first and the last of the alphabet, and the second to last. I'm going to go first through the first two stanzas, and then and translate, and then perhaps give something to add some meaning to it. Ada ad chug hashemayim, ale iti shemayim, or yom macharivi pamayim, asonein miitem rashmayim. I wish that I could go up to shemayim, and I could take you all with me to Shemayim on the day that we were destroyed twice, and beseech who can give me mine. Avchin b'vchi leil midbar. Can I make the distinction in the night of the midbar? Avchane leil mileil. Can I make the distinction from one night to the other? Bimidbar midbar. From one desert to the other. Avke iti olos midbar, esha'ag mi itain b'midbar. I cry out, who will give me the midbar? So, Rav David Holzer, in his Pirish, the Pirish Kadmon, says that the focus of this kina is kapara. And the concept of going up to Shemayim is a reminder of the most powerful, perhaps I would say successful, beseeching for Kapara was when Moshe went into Shemayim. The second stanza, as I study this, so it reminded me that they say about people that have near-death experiences. One of the common things that everyone says is the person floats up and looks down and sees themselves. So, I think that this is part of the point. I think this is, if we could go to Shemayim and we could see the perspective, then it would bring us to the point that we could see a very clear distinction, which obviously at some point we don't see the distinction between the Bechia Shelchinim and the Bechia Ledoros, and that's what the second stanza is addressing. And we get mired in we don't see it. We don't see the vast difference, and the difference between the Midbar, where we were coddled by a Kodesh Baruch Hu and every need was taken care of, and being sent into a Midbar of exile. There's a lacking in our perspective, and that's why we get mired in chait. And the way to get kapara is to be able to see where we're holding. And that happens by us separating and analyzing where we're at. And maybe for some of us it may be that the fact that we don't feel it, and I know that this is an excuse that we all say we never had it, so how can we know we lost? But there's something very, very wrong if we're not shedding the tears, and if we're not, then we do have to look at ourselves and say, well, where are we? What are we doing in a large way, and not in a pratyastic way, in a klalistic way? How are we leading our lives? That it could be that comes Tisha B'Av, and we're not feeling it. So we need to raise ourselves up. We need to look up. We have to put ourselves up with Shemayim, or at least cry to Hashem, please. Please, Hashem, give me the perspective so I can see the mistakes I'm making, so I can have the kapara, so that we can be looking next year at the car of the binyan beis hamikdash, not the churban.